Welcome to South of King's Landing, the Explosion Oaks House of the Dragon After Show, where we discuss and break down each and every episode of the House of the Dragon Season 1. My name's Dylan Blight. Joining me, Hand of the King. Not so, not anymore. Ashley Hogley.
Hey, Dylan. Excited to be demoted, I guess.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. Just your career directory is tied to Otto Hightower's. So, see if you end up dead soon.
Probably. Yeah,
This week's episode was titled King of the Narrow Sea. It was directed by Claire Kylner. Which, quick side note, I saw someone tweet out the other day that says there's like already been as many female directors on the show as there was the entirety of Game of Thrones. So there you go. It was written by Ira Parker, and the synopsis of which was, after conquering all but two of the islands, Daemon declared himself King of the Stepstones and the Narrow Sea, being crowned by Corlys and the Sea Snake. Weird synopsis, but anyway, what do you think of this week's episode?
Yeah, it was really good, like tense, a bit hard to watch at times, you know, because of the content map and the context. But yeah, it seems like we're starting to get some. I think the key takeaway here is the two younger characters are finally realizing they're going to have to start playing this Game of Thrones. You know, which is exciting. Like, we're kind of setting it up to this obviously massive time jump that's not too far away. Really, really good episode.
I remember I thought I read that we would switch cast at episode 4, but maybe I read it wrong, and it was episode 4 would be the last time we have the young cast, which would make more sense, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Possibly, but I've seen like clips might look like they're from next week and they've still got the same cast.
They could do a half and half.
I feel like, yeah, it could be half and half. Because obviously there's what happened at the very end of the episode that I feel like will be addressed like straight away next week.
Which part?
Of Otto being removed as the Hand.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if that needs
what that means for Alicent and that, yeah, that kind
of
stuff.
It doesn't mean shit for her. She's still the queen, so.
Yeah, but obviously she's become so isolated, and you know, and then not having her father around in the castle, I guess, will be, you know, something that pushes her further into isolation.
Mm. Yeah, I thought it was a really good episode. I feel like it was probably maybe the best episode of the season so far, I thought. Like, very well, like a lot of great performances, very tense episode, a very horny episode. But tense, yep. Yes. Yep. a lot of it revolved around sex. So, but I can tell you what, take away the context of who the characters are and if it's incest or not. I feel like you can tell, like, watching this, there was at one point I was thinking, like, without knowing it was directed by a woman, I felt like it was directed like a woman. Because the way that the sex scenes were being filmed felt less gratuitous than Game of Thrones, if that makes sense. There was a lot more just like, instead of just straight up just fucking, you know what I mean? it wasn't just like, here's fucking and here's like some nudity for you. It was a lot more like sensual. And then when afterwards I was like, oh, it was directed by a woman. That probably explains that. that was like one sort of takeaway. Of course, there is like that whole angle of, then when you bring who the characters are back into it, you do get into the, and this is the other thing. I was seeing the internet's like they forgot what they were watching or something, which is weird. You have like, I've seen a bunch of people be like, man, I don't know how you use it, like cheering for this romance. It's fucking incest. And then other people are like, man, this shit's fucked up. Like this, I was enjoying the show, but now I'm not, sort of thing. I'm like, I know what you thought you was watching, but like.
Yeah. Have you not been paying attention to this show?
Episode 1 of Game of Thrones. The whole show started with incest. Like, it's not a new topic. And as I said last week, I was like, the Targaryens, incest is a known thing. It's a known thing. It's part of their lineage and the history and everything like that. So
yeah, tradition.
I mean, to the point that Alicent in this episode, like, I love that her line is literally like, you Targaryens have some fucked up like history or like some fucked up shit or whatever she says that you used to do. She's accusing him. So I was like, how dare you say you Targaryens? What the fuck are you supposed to?
What do you mean we Targaryens? You're part of the
you're married into the family, lady. So
yeah.
Don't know who the hell you think you're talking to. I mean, the episode was really good from the start. Obviously, it starts with Daemon coming back, which was this tense scene.
Well, it starts with Rhaenyra.
Oh, actually, no, it starts with the whole marriage thing, the tour thing, which was
funny. This little kid getting provoked, after, he's obviously very young.
Well, he looks about 10.
Yeah. Reciting his rehearsed lines, this prick in the crowd is like heckling him.
No, he goes, she has dragons, you cunt. Which I was like, fair.
He just let him say his thing though.
He's the little kid's like, I will protect you for your life, my queen. So fuck him. When the old mate was like, she's got dragons, you dumb cunt, I was like, no, he's right.
well, he got his, didn't he?
Fair game, he got his for being he went a bit too far after that. He kept going. Should have just probably dropped that line to chime back in later, but I felt like that was a fair claim. I was like, you dumb fucking kid. But when the show started, I was actually like, who is this guy waffling on and what's the point? Like, what are we doing here? And then it wasn't until because I didn't realize it was this dude like trying to pitch why he's the perfect match for her and all this sort of stuff. I was like, oh, right. Like, the dude's 80 or at least looks like 80.
Looks like it, yeah.
Sure.
He's probably 45. In that world, you age pretty quick.
It's a bit weird. So then we go to the Daemon showing up thing. Which was, I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going to go happen here, because old mate literally just marches in with a crown on his head. I was like, this probably isn't the best way to make an entrance. But also, it is a great look. Chopped his hair gone. Remember we were saying like the long hair, the Malfoy look on Matt Smith probably wasn't just a little bit off or whatever. Now you've just got him with his natural hair, but blonde is, I think it looks a lot better. A bit less weird, so appreciate that. And their whole, as weird as it is, as weird as it gets at the far end of it, I did enjoy their when Rhaenyra and Daemon just like head out, and originally they're just walking around the town, and they have that sort of like sequence where you're just seeing all these people, the people on the street, and she's just getting to see what it's like out there, and they're watching that puppet show. It's not really a puppet show, the stage show. I thought all that sequence was good for her to see what the people think of her, I guess. I like that whole sequence. But obviously then we take the turn into going to the, what do they call it? I don't know.
Whatever. Pleasure house.
Pleasure house, yeah, okay. We got to do a pleasure house. Did you suspect that this was the route we were going? Like, what's the hell?
Not at first, but then it kind of made sense, I guess.
Mm.
Because obviously you mentioned like in the first episode, there was some sort of connection between the two with him presenting like the jewelry and stuff. It's interesting. Do you think this was his plan all along, like to lead to the offer that he makes to the king at the end of the episode?
I don't know. I don't.
What was his intentions this entire time? Just wanting to have a good time with, Rhaenyra?
I don't.
Show the world.
It's hard to say because Daemon's an interesting character.
Impulsive and.
I don't think it was a premeditated plan in an attempt to like get the throne or whatever Viserys is sort of accusing him of and all this sort of stuff. I believe he actually does have feelings for Rhaenyra.
Hmm.
Because they've had this close relationship growing up and everything like that. So, and I think they are a lot more like than definitely him. And that's the other thing, Viserys says that, they're both whatever he says, like outlandish and full hard, or, you know, like they're both way more alike than Viserys is to his own daughter and anything like that. So, and you've always got the impression that Daemon doesn't like his brother for the way he rules. Like, he doesn't feel like his brother rules in a Targaryen-like fashion, you know, that sort of thing. So, because the thing is, if he, like, there's no, even if he, even if Viserys was like, oh yeah, sure, like, yeah, marry my daughter, your niece. it's, we have to talk about it and not make it, it's hard not to make it a, it's a bit weird because it's just have to talk about it like a normal plot point. Even if he was like, yeah, sure, do that. He marries in, but he doesn't become king. Like, she's still queen, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's not like he doesn't get the throne.
In theory.
That's not how that works, so. Yeah, so I don't know. Why do you think it's, like a premeditated plan from
No, I don't think it was premeditated. I don't think it was necessarily something to get at the throne. I think there was an element of wanting to humiliate Viserys a bit, you know. Much in the way that, you know, he sent his messenger to say he was bringing troops for him and that kind of stuff. Just kind of hurt him in a way. Yeah, it's interesting because we don't know 100% what happened. Obviously, we know they didn't consummate in that pleasure house.
That's the other interesting thing, because everything that they've been accused of, she's not, like, she's lying, but technically...
She's omitting the truth.
Yeah, she's omitting the truth, which is that although they were there and they were making out and...
They wanted to.
But, they got very close. You know, yeah.
But, you know, Daemon had a bit of trouble stiffing up.
I don't know what he's... I don't know what... That's a whole other thing. Was it that?
I think I read somewhere it's a power dynamic thing. Like, obviously, Rhaenyra got super into it and was, like, taking kind of control of the situation, and, like, he didn't find that very attractive, you know what I mean?
Well, this is the same as, like, the previous time we saw him with a girl, I guess.
Yeah.
Similar scenario. What was you saying? I forgot now. I was completely blanked on what you were saying before I was saying that one.
She's not lying.
Because old mate has taken her, what do they call it in this? What does her, I don't remember. Like, she's still a maiden. Yeah, that's it. She's still a maiden. She swears.
Well, I mean, she did technically lie about that.
She said she was
not sullied.
Yes. So she does lie because Sir Criston has sullied her.
Yeah.
Womb.
They sullied her all night long. Beautifully shot, like, sequence, but yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You can tell that sex scene is shot by a woman, not a guy. That's all I'm saying. Like,
you can tell that sex scene was shot by a woman, and then the other sex scene involving Alicent and the King, also shot by a woman.
Yes. Because she ain't enjoying a moment of that. She's on technical tower over here with the, me and Daemon didn't actually do anything. Like, he didn't actually, you know, have sex with me. It's like, well, he did something, but he didn't have sex with you. But also, you are not a maiden anymore, but it's whatever. But also, she is 100% right later when she talks to her dad and is like, if I was a man, I could, you know, fuck 1,000 people, have hundreds of bastards, and no one would blink an eye. And, you know, even he's like, yes, that's 100% true, but you are a woman. So it's the way the cookie crumbles is basically what he says.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, he doesn't really have anything. It's just that's the way of life.
State the facts. Yeah.
Yeah. Just state the facts. But yeah, all that stuff was really good. My favorite thing this episode though is seeing Otto get fired. Fucking love that. That slimy little bastard who I've just been complaining about episode after episode, knowing that he's this creepy little fuck. And from episode one, you know, he's just a sneezily bastard, like, trying to get his, the fact that in that first episode after the mum, his, whatever, the original partner dies, and then, you know, tells his daughter to go see to the king.
Yeah.
You know why exactly mm-hmm. it is. And that's the thing. When he says at the end and says, you've had your, and she accuses, even when Rhaenyra accuses Otto of trying to, or tells her dad, accusing Otto of trying to get his family up into being on the crown and all that. Like, this is a time where everyone's actually 100% right, because that is exactly what his plan has been
doing. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if everything that Viserys says at the end about the death of his father and, you know, like, dies 5 minutes later and then all of a sudden he goes from being a nobody to hand of the king. We haven't seen that. I don't know. But, look, wouldn't put it past him at this stage if it's been all that premeditated that he's claiming.
I don't think that would have been premeditated. No, I assume just once he got into power, he just wanted to kind of secure the power. You know?
Yeah. But he definitely has been playing the Game of Thrones by pushing his daughter to fuck the king mm-hmm. To get his family to be the king. So, and he was 100% trying to keep watchful eye on Rhaenyra with all these little spies and stuff.
Yep.
I don't think that was some happenstance, like, oh, some that kid just happened to see. Like, that kid ran
straight. Well, was that kid the same kid who's paying the Daemon's friend when he wakes
yes.
up?
Yes.
You know, so maybe she is the informant.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Otto.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it all links together. So she's working with Otto. This information's passed on. Yeah. But it's the same kid and everything. So, but Otto's
it wasn't necessarily him keeping an eye on Rhaenyra. It could have been just him keeping an eye on Daemon.
No, I reckon he's 100%. I reckon he's out. He needs to undermine her to get him.
That's
I
true.
Reckon his plan was to get him to remove her as the would-be queen or whatever the technical term is, and make swear in the baby, whatever the baby's name is, can't remember now.
Aegon,
that's it, yeah. Swear in Aegon as the next king. But, I mean, look, I know exactly where the show's going now without having to theorize too much. I feel like I know exactly where it's going. It's going to be Viserys dies. It's going to be, well, she's the queen now. And then you're going to have this whole, well, it's going to be, so then you're going to have Daemon and Rhaenyra versus Alicent and, I don't know, maybe she remarries or something, I guess.
Mm.
But either way, it's going to be Alicent and Aegon, and that side of the family, versus Rhaenyra and Daemon and... That's the
possibly, or you know, it's yeah. I don't know if Rhaenyra automatically gets put in charge. You know,
I think when Viserys dies, she would be queen. Is that not how it works?
In theory, but you know, this is the world of Game of Thrones, and they don't want a woman on the throne. So
yeah, but I think that's exactly where the civil war between the Targaryens that we know the series has been about. That we knew from the outset that was the pitch of the show, and for a while it was trying to work out what the because at the start of the show they're setting it up as Viserys versus Daemon, that's the fight, you know. Mm. But now I think it's very obviously going to be Rhaenyra versus Alicent, I guess, as the split. That's going to be the major civil war amongst the Targaryen family, and a war so big that it's like talked about for aeons and is a big part of Game of Thrones as Westeros's history. So, yeah. Anything else I've missed from this episode of important note? I feel like most
no,
of
it I thought it was interesting that Alicent and Rhaenyra kind of rekindled this friendship right at the start of the episode, only for everything to go super pear-shaped like 20 minutes later.
She gets on such a high horse, though. Like Alicent.
She just wants to help her.
No, I call bullshit. She's like, she gets on such a high horse. She's like making it all her business. Like, you know, well, she's talking to Rhaenyra like she's her mum now. You know, like,
I mean, she technically,
no, that's not how that works. She's technically her stepmom, I guess. But I'm also like, fuck you. I know. All I'm saying is I'm hashtag team.
I don't know.
I'm hashtag team.
I'm pretty sure your friend would call you out if you were fucking your uncle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. You definitely should in the year 2022, but in whatever year we're in for Game of Thrones, and if you're a Targaryen, I don't know. Like,
everything is okay if it's in the world of Game of Thrones. Is what you're saying? All bets are off.
No, I mean,
I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
I just keep having to like sort of. While watching this show and to discuss the show, at times you have to remove the veil of
the morals of
the morals of the world to discuss certain things. Yes, is how I would describe watching this show.
Do you think the tea is important at the end of the episode?
Oh, it was
an abortion.
It was an abortion. Or
it was the day after tea.
Yeah, it was the day after tea. That's a good way to put it. Yes. That's exactly what it was.
I mean, but does she drink it?
Yeah, I think she drinks it. I think she drinks it. I think.
I mean, it had to be brewed very carefully. Is, you know, could there be side effects? All sorts of things.
I mean, maybe. I'm going to say she drinks it. I'm going to say that, and the reason she drinks it is because she like
understands.
I feel like she would understand, but it gets even more complicated. Where let's say she does have a baby. They're going to accuse it of being daemons, and that's a whole different, worm to deal with as it is. But the fact of the matter is it's actually Kristen's baby. So that's a whole lot to deal with. I feel like at this stage, also after the way she talks to her father and says like, I will marry, the son of dude's name is.
Yeah.
That dude, who'll be back next episode, presumably. She's like, I'll do this. I will do what I have to do to fix your political problems. Also, I like when Veneris like shouts back, "You're my political problems." I'm like, cool. She says all that, and then she says, "But I need you to to be fucking king for once." And then you know we get that cool scene with Otto where he fires him and all that shit. But I feel like she's finally now sort of understanding a bit more. She, as you said at the start, like Alicent and Rhaenyra are both learning to play the Game of Thrones. I feel like Rhaenyra learning to play the Game of Thrones means that she knows that if there is a chance that she could. Be pregnant, she has to drink that tea to play the game properly is how I would, the reason I would assume she drinks it. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else on there? Pretty good?
No.
Pretty straightforward episode. We didn't jump around.
Pretty straightforward, you know, obviously. It helps that, you know, we still vary how much it contains cast to focus around, so there's not many other storylines that you can really get into.
No, it is good having it contained. I think it helps. Not a massive time jump this episode either. So, and by the way, looking at IMDb, now that they've, because previously I've looked on here and it's just like every cast member's in all 10 episodes. I was like, yeah, that ain't right. He's done it. What the fuck he's on about. Currently, it does say that the young cast is in it. That both girls are in it for next week, and then that's it. Which I suppose would make sense. That means there's half and half each. So
next week probably going to be a big episode.
Yeah, well, I guess next week you do a slight time jump. You get to see her marry the king of the son of what's his face, that guy.
Her cousin.
No. She's marrying the
sea serpent son who's they are technically related. So
yeah, but they're all technically
they're like
related.
Fourth cousins.
They're all like Targaryens or Tasmanian. It's fine. So I reckon we have a slight time jump. We get to see that marriage. And then we set up with her like I guess maybe I feel like I don't know. The only thing I'm confused about is Viserys. I kept thinking like he wouldn't survive this whole season, but now I'm thinking maybe Viserys dies at the end of the season.
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to say. Obviously, you know, he's still struggling with his ailments.
Yeah.
So
he's getting worse and worse. By the way, did you see the thing last week where they forgot to green screen out his fingers and it just had the glove on and then they had to edit that afterwards? That was quite funny.
I mean, you know,
shit happens.
These things happen.
Yeah, these things happen. It was just funny. But, so he's getting worse and worse each week. But I thought he was going to die earlier, but then. Now I'm thinking, like, that would be a good way, like, good cliffhanger is, you know, he dies.
You know,
it's a whole
Mirror Ned Stark or something like that, yeah.
Yeah. All right. That'll do it for this week's episode. Council is over for this week's episode of South of King's Landing. Make sure to check out all of podcasting explosionnetwork.com, including the Lord of the Rings Extended, a Middle-earth podcast where we're talking about the Rings of Power. You can watch more than one fantasy show a week. Our all new Marvelcast, where we're currently talking about She-Hulk. What do you want to watch? Where we just talked about the Emmys and everything else happening over there. And then make sure you check out Holocron Entries as well as of this Wednesday, every Wednesday going forward from now, where we're talking about, fuck, I'm getting all the show names confused.
Andor.
Andor. There's too many things to plug. Jesus. So talking about Andor, because that is going to be airing. We are watching too many things a week and recording podcasts about them at the moment. Oh my God, there is an Explosion Network podcast for each and every occasion currently happening on the website. So make sure you check them all out. And until next week, have a great time. And don't forget, don't fuck your cousin. It's illegal. I think.
Wait, what?
Right? It's illegal? Incest is illegal, right?
I don't know if it's illegal.
I think it's illegal.
Very, very, very much frowned upon.
I think it's illegal in some countries.
It's probably somewhere.
Maybe not legal to fuck your cousin, but definitely illegal to marry your cousin. Surely.
Yeah, it's very complicated. You keep hearing these stories of people like finding out that because of like sperm donations and relationships like that, people finding out much later that they are related.
Mm. You played the fifth on that, though.
It's like freaking 21 and me.